Just kind of setting the tone here for. Just give me a minute.
Good morning.
Hang in there. That was a minute. Now, didn't that seem like a long minute? Yep. Yep. That's one of me. And I want everybody's mindset to get on the thought of time and what it is. That minute there, before it started, was the first minute of the rest of our lives. Okay, now, and what do we do with it? I bet everybody's mind was wondering what's going on here. What's he doing? You know. Well, that across. I've been thinking about time a lot. I don't know, last 2 or 3 weeks. And time is really mind-boggling. You think about it. It's just a type of measure. I want to read out of Genesis chapter 1. While you're turning there, I'm going to have prayer. Lord, we're coming here again before you this morning, Lord, just to lift your name up and to know you are God, Lord. To thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son, that we can have the opportunity of eternal life through him. I pray now, Lord Jesus, bless this message this morning. Bless this word, for it is your word, Lord. Just get this body out of the way, Lord. May the Holy Spirit take charge here this morning. I give it all up to you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for each and everything. And forgive me again, Lord. Thy will be done. And amen. God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's the beginning of time as we know it, as a form of measure. And the definition of time in Old Dutch Encyclopedia found time, and there is an example this long, a whole half page, almost a whole full page of the definition of time. Now how many of us take time for granted? How important is time? Sometimes we think it is, sometimes we don't think it is. But the definition is, this is real complicated. The definition is, it's the general concept, relation, or fact of continuous or successive existence capable of division into measurizing the past, present, and future. And another one I wrote down was the duration with reference to. Okay, we talk about eternity. We all think of eternity as time, but we cannot fathom. You know, so he gave us time so our physical minds could grasp around it here. First thing I wrote was once upon a time. And it's not, you know, not about a storybook, but that's where I got my first scripture, was once upon a time. And that's when time began, when God made that. Physical time begins as described in the old in the scriptures. There was Old Testament time, which we Ryan. Okay. New Testament time, which is our present day, the church age, millennial time period, and at the end of that, time as we know it will end. You know, like the 7 days a week, you know. Okay, the next thing about time used in sentences, how we just say it as phrases a lot. The time of your life. I bet they had the time of their life on their vacation. Debbie and I, we was on vacation this week, had the kids and granddaughter, and we had a great time. But I went further with the time of your life is your age. Okay, in James chapter 4, verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth. There, that describes our time. I don't know how old you are, Oki, 75, 110. That's time. And then we got these children here, these babies, 2 or 3 years. and it is appointed unto men once. So, the time of your life has a pre-appointed beginning and a pre-appointed ending. Now, how many of us have lived life at times like there's no end to it? Right, everybody. And the world is really running down that. Debbie asked for prayer for her Uncle Gary. I was able to talk to him a little bit last night, and then I come to find out his brother, I'm not sure if he was a pastor, but talking to him just for a little while, I could tell he was a Christian, and we talked about Gary. I was concerned about Gary's soul, and he said Gary had recommitted his life to the Lord a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that, you know, maybe that's what it took to jar him, that he has this cancer that's going to end his physical life in the next 6 months. But if that's what it takes for the person to get saved, I say praise the Lord. Some folks will say, oh, how can God do that to people? Well, if the worst day in heaven is way better than the... let me get this right now. Is that right? Yeah, the worst day in heaven's better than the... Yeah. The worst... If that's what it takes, getting a disease or something to rattle your cage and to make you think, I need a Savior, then so be it. That may sound harsh, but I'm looking beyond this. We need to look beyond this. The world doesn't look beyond this. Next one I got wrote down is, what time is it? And obviously we'll look at the clock. 11:30. What time is it in your life? But what time is it in your life? Where are you at in your life? I wrote down, we got children, we got teens, we got young adults, we got mature adults. I didn't want to say old. But we got mature adults. But all of us are at different stages in our lives, whether it be growing, learning. I thought of Renita in mourning. There's times we go through that. Joy and heartache. And all of us in this little room have so many different things going on in our lives. So my goal was to get you to think about time. Okay. Many differences in this group alone, but the conclusion is there's one need for all of us. At this time, at all the times, is we need a Savior. We all need a Savior. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 6:3 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I told Debbie, this is a really powerful sermon if I just get it correct, if I just don't mess it up. Because the end is near, folks. Dang. Doggone it. Look around us. Look in the paper. What Craig said there earlier. All this marriage stuff, and this and that. And so discouraged that we live in a world that's capable of that. And this next one I got wrote down here is, don't fall into this category. And I'm asking you, are you in this category this morning? I'll do it next time. We've all done that, haven't we? I'll go when it's a more convenient time. And I think of Felix. He said that. You remember a time when the Lord was really dealing with you and you didn't respond? Even if you're, whether you're lost or saved, I've talked about the old fellow before when I was a little fellow. He stood right back there on the right side, was out on an old church out on the ridge. And I watched him shake the whole pew. The Holy Spirit was dealing with him, and he wouldn't respond. And I don't know that he ever did. I really don't know. Dealing with your heart to speak to somebody about the Lord. I've been asking the Lord to make me more bold. I was just talking to Debbie's sister last night. Why are we so hesitant? That's the most important thing there is. When Ryan was teaching the class, there was a point there where I was thinking, like, who's hollering the loudest now is the gays and homosexuals. You know, they've come out of the closet. Us Christians need to come out of the closet. We need to come out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to talk about it like it's a common thing. It's an accepted thing. And that's what the homosexuals are going for now, is to make it normal. Like, what's that one show I've seen? I didn't watch it. Don't misunderstand me. Modern Family. I'm sure that was something else. We need to come out of the closet, folks. We need to talk about the Lord around the water fountain at work. We need to talk about, we talk about everything else. Don't run out of time. There's no promise of a second chance. There's no promise of another time. And there's no promise of another opportunity. And here was one of the real kickers for me, because again, a lot of folks, and we're still all guilty of this, thinking we're banking on tomorrow, we're banking on next week, we're banking on, we're already planning our trip to the mountains next year. And there's no guarantees of that at all. Not a second. Not 1 second. And do you realize there'll be no recognition of time after our physical death? Revelation 10:6 says, "And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who createth heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." There's no limits. Today we have a limit. Today we all got to be somewhere at some appointed time for some reason. Some got to be at work tomorrow. We'll have church again tonight. We got maybe an appointment for a dinner date this afternoon. But we have no guarantees that we can make it out the door. And I could only imagine if we didn't. Here, as they come get us home, here is the last scripture I have. It's in Matthew 25:46, and it talks about the lost and the saved in the same scripture. It says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment." That proves there's no limit. Everlasting is the best we can fathom eternity. Punishment. So there's no limit to the punishment that the lost is going to receive, and the saved, but the righteous, unto life eternal. So my point is, right now, make it right. Right now, this very instant, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Choose heaven or hell. Choose to do the right thing or not. But do it today. Do it now. Right at this present second. We don't rest. See, we done wasted a second. We done let one go. make a decision today to pursue the right thing.